let's talk about the misuses real quick here. Giving unrequested help. Sometimes a server sees needs more quickly than the person who has the needs. And sometimes it's real. Sometimes it's a real need, and the person who needs it doesn't even see it yet. But, of course, if you don't see a need and the server's trying to meet it, you may feel like they're just meddling. You know, leave me alone, you know. They're just, you know, it kind of makes them seem a little pushy, you know, like they're butting in on something they shouldn't be butting in on, and they get accused of that sometimes. Sometimes servers let things get more important than people, especially at home. It's common for servers to get to the point where they're neglecting responsibilities at home to their family because they're trying to do all these things for other people. And they can often get reaction from their family that, hey, you're doing all this stuff down here at the church, and you're doing all this stuff at the school, or you're doing all this stuff over here at the club, or whatever it is, and you're doing a lot of neat things, but what about stuff here at home? And that's an abuse of the gift. And I mentioned working beyond the physical limits. Often servers have stomach problems because they've just pushed themselves, and their stomach's starting to bother them now, and they're pushing too hard on a job or trying to do too many jobs. By the way, Timothy had stomach problems. Do you remember that? And Paul said, drink no longer water, use a little wine for your stomach's sake, and you're often infirmities. So Timothy may have had some of that kind of problem. Neglecting God-given priorities. Again, they tend sometimes to volunteer to do too many other things. Things that really ought to be delegated to somebody else. See, this is where an organizer can be helpful, because if somebody has the gift of organization, they can say, no, you don't need to do that now. You volunteered for too much. Let's let somebody else do this one. And they delegate it around a little bit. The server's not going to be able to do that, most likely, or not easily. They're going to tend to want to just do it themselves. So what happens is other God-given jobs may go undone, you know, maybe at home or somewhere else, because they've volunteered for so many other things. Reacting to overlooked needs. What I mean here is sometimes a server gets real irritated at us, the rest of us, because they see a need and everybody else is just walking on by it. Everybody else is just ignoring it. Nobody else is doing anything about it. And it just bothers them to no end that nobody else sees that need except them. They see the need. Why can't other people see the need? And of course, the answer is the other people don't have the gift they do. But they tend to get real irritated if other people are overlooking needs. And if they tell somebody about a need, this is common too. A server will say, there's a need here. And they tell somebody, but that person, it doesn't seem like a big deal to them. So they ignore it. And the server gets irritated. I told you about that need and you didn't do anything about it. And it's just irritating. So they can react if you overlook needs. Resents lack of appreciation. Again, we're talking about misuses here now. So if a server is not quite where he needs to be with the Lord, and he's given a job just because we've recognized, okay, this is a server. We need somebody to serve here. We'll give it to old Joe. He does it all. And they'll begin to feel used. And sometimes they are used. We need to be careful. But they can get angry about that. And they can forget sometimes that they're doing it unto the Lord and just become irritated because they're not being appreciated. And especially if the one they're serving doesn't seem to be using their time wisely. You know, if you're trying to serve somebody else and you're meeting needs so they can minister, and then you see them just kind of being lazy or something, then it can be very irritating, frustrating to you, especially if you're a server. Working people around their schedule. Again, to get things done, sometimes they want to develop a schedule themselves and just force other people to fit into it. You know, this is a schedule, this has to be done, this is what we got to do. You just got to make do, you know, do the best you can, you know, just work into it. They don't delegate well. Others will feel like they're being taken for granted sometimes. Family members especially will begin to feel like they're not involved and they're being taken for granted. So we need to watch out for that. For servers, being frustrated with time limits. They really don't like a tight schedule. They want to be able to do the work well. And if somebody says, now this job doesn't have to be done quite as well, we just need to get it done quickly so that we can move on, that's very difficult for a server. They want to do it and do it well. They want to give quality work, quality service. You know, it has to be really good stuff. So to say you've only got so much time is frustrating. And it could be that Paul had that in mind when he told Timothy, do your diligence to come shortly to me. Don't do too many other things till it's postponed coming. I want you to come right away. Do your diligence to come before winter. And then interfering with God's discipline and others. Sometimes God intends for people to have needs to bring them to repentance. He engineers those into your life because he's trying to tell you something. And a server, for example, you know the scripture, if any man will not work, neither shall he eat. God wants us to work. And when people, and we got too many in our society, because our society has kind of built it into its system that we're going to bail people out. If they don't want to work, we'll bail them out. That shouldn't be the way it is. That's not the way God intends for it to be. He wants hunger to motivate us to work. And sometimes a server might just kind of get in the way of that because they see somebody with a need and they want to meet that need and they don't take long enough to recognize God might be trying to say something to this person. He might be trying to get their attention, to bring them to repentance, and they just meet the need themselves. And God's wanting them to, the other person to learn something. See what I'm saying? What would have happened if the server had fed the prodigal son? You know, I mean, he might not have come back. You know, so or at least might have hindered his repentance. So people with the gift of serving really need to hear praise and gratitude. So don't forget that. When people have the gift of serving, please don't take them for granted. It's easy to do that. And sometimes they need to let other people get the honor. That can be difficult for a server, but they need that. They need that encouragement. So there are two gifts, the gift of prophecy and the gift of serving. Next week we'll pick up with the gift of teaching, Lord willing.